How is everybody ahead of this weekend? First of all, how's Pedersen?
Yeah, Peds is probably two or three days behind where we thought he would be. The Eels, it's knit together really well, but the more he's been putting impact in it and weight through it, it's just opened a little bit. So there's a slight concern there with Peds, but we're probably looking at Tuesday as opposed to this Saturday, which, you know, is a big miss. But, you know, Jason Scotland and Chris O'Grady formed a good partnership on Saturday. So, you know, we should be all right for Saturday's game.
Is anybody else carrying any knocks or injuries to speak of?
No, we've got a clear bill of health now. You know, I've got lads who are... We played a game behind closed doors against Leeds. A lot of the lads come through that really well. Tang's got 90 minutes in. Bobby H got 90 minutes in. Jean-Yves Mavoto, Dale Jennings, Paddy McCourt. So it was a good workout. It was an opportunity. The 21s is difficult sometimes to get 8 or 9 players in because you're only allowed 4. So to get a run out against Leeds over at Thorpe Arch was a good one. So we've got the players come through that well and we've got a full training ground.
Are you thinking of making changes for this game, personnel-wise, to begin with?
Absolutely. You know, you look at you know, the goals we conceded on Saturday and there was poor. You know, it was poor defending, individual defending was poor at times. So we're going to look to make a couple of changes and try and freshen things up and just trying to utilise a squad that at times has looked tired in games. So, you know, we're looking to reinvigorate the team performance by making a couple of changes.
Does it almost feel at this stage, because you've obviously wanted to change the formation, you've changed personnel along the way, that you're just searching around for that winning formula right now, so you're having to make change after change here?
Possibly, but I think, you know, what you want to try and do on a football pitch is get partnerships that work, so whether it's your right back and right winger, your central partnerships. I know Crane, you know, Crane's has been back for a couple of games now. It's finding the right blend and right balance. And I think sometimes if the results don't come, you look at a different partnership. We've been forced up front with the injury situation and at times with Jean-Yves Mavoto, with him sort of getting suspended. But I've had few players who up to this point haven't been match fit and match ready. You know, Paddy McCourt and Dale Jennings and Bobby Hassel. So, and Tangs. So now they're getting, you know, some games and some real good training sessions in, then everyone's in contention. So it's a really full squad and the competition's sort of probably the best it's been.
How's everybody bearing up mentally at this stage? Because obviously the wins aren't coming. Everybody was exceptionally disappointed after last Saturday's and other results this season.
Yeah, I think the one disappointing game, you know, certainly for us as a management team and the group of players with the Bournemouth, because, you know, we did everything in our power to prepare for that game. We spent 2 days together and went over a lot of, you know, of this season and what we need to do to try and rectify it. And we all sort of had a verbal contract to do that. And the performance at Bournemouth, first half was okay. Second half, you know, we wasn't on it. And that's disappointed us as a management staff. So I think we started to see then that, you know, the group of players that we've got here, we might have to just freshen things up a little bit and rejuvenate and just try and stimulate and inject some purpose to what we're doing again. So, you know, we're looking at doing that, but the squad itself, they want to fight, they want to be part of what we're doing, and, you know, I'm certainly rallying a group of players that want to be here and want to do well for the football club.
I appreciate it's in the heat of the moment and only an hour or so after, or whenever, after the game has finished, but from listening to the interview last weekend, is it fair to sort of say that you think that some of the players within the group are letting everybody down right now?
I think in the game individually, yeah, there were stages in the game that they let each other down. You know, when you're defending as individuals, that's what happens. So, you know, we had that during the game, certainly against Watford. Some of the goals were soft, some of the goals were easy, and we didn't defend them well at all. So, you know, that's what I was alerting to. These players, they're trying to give everything they've got. There's no doubt about that. That's what this group of players have done since they've been at the football club and, you know, over a 2-year period. They've been giving everything they can. But I think, you know, with the lack of momentum and the lack of confidence that sometimes hits you, again, you know, stimulating it. And it's up to us now to manage this group and motivate this group to keep getting on the bike and keep, you know, working out to the best of our potential, and that's what we'll be doing on Saturday.
As you look for that winning formula, have you thought about or maybe even considered, come to the conclusion that you've shown a bit too much faith in some of the group from last year to this?
I think we're always going to show that faith, you know, what that group sort of displayed last season and what they've displayed for the last 2 years has been, you know, something to compete in this championship and do what they've done. And the places we've got them from, they've competed excellently. And it was important that we did show that loyalty to these players. But I think, you know, when you're not winning games, when you're not in your top form, we need to find a solution quick because I want to win football matches. The board, our owner, Patrick, wants to win football matches. And, you know, that's key. It's what we represent. It's what I represent as a person. And we've got to find them solutions. And I'm absolutely, you know, guaranteed that we'll find them solutions. And if they're not in the squad now, then we'll make sure that we, you know, if they're not, you know, we'll find them somewhere else.
Because it's interesting, you have a fairly big squad, don't you? So is there a plan to maybe move a few out here and bring a few in?
There's always been that plan. There's always been a plan to evolve the squad, rotate the squad when it's right. You know, we're carrying a lot of players. There's no doubt about that. But, you know, probably 10 less than most championship clubs, if you look up and down the numbers. What we are going to do is definitely reinvigorate and try and re-energise the squad. And if that means people going out, no problem. But if they want to sit here and you know, play in the 21s and reserves, then they can do that as well. But it's making sure that we get wins and, you know, that the players that are going to be responsible for them wins and the accountability, them's the players that, you know, we'll see, you know, taking part on the pitch against Leicester.
So reinvigorate the squad, loan signings perhaps. Barnsley, over the course of the past 24 hours or so, have been linked heavily with the Stoke goalkeeper, Jack Butland. Can you comment on that? Is that true? What's happening there?
Yeah, you know, we've been in contact with Stoke and they've been excellent and been very professional in what they've done. Words got out that, you know, Jack's potentially coming and we are getting a step nearer to that as we speak now. By the time this press conference is finished, it could be done and dusted and we might be putting a release of a statement out, but certainly, you know, that's why I was 5 minutes late coming in. I thought we'd get it just before. So, you know, Jack Butland coming in shows a sign of intent, what we're trying to do and improve the quality of the squad and the competition for the first 11 start.
So come on then, if it was only 5 minutes away before you walked in here, what's the deal? How long have you got him for?
It'll be a loan deal. So, like I said, you know, that's something I concentrate on the football. The chief exec's dealing with that and trying to, you know, get a deal with Stoke. The complexities of it, you know, we don't need to know that. What I do need to know is that Jack Butland, from a football aspect, is right if he comes to the football club and wants to come. That was the major thing for me, that he wanted to come and work the position we are in the league, to come and fight for the cause, and he certainly does so. If the paperwork all gets done and signed off, then it doesn't matter how long we've got him for, it just matters that he wants to come.
And essentially you brought in an England goalkeeper.
Well, he's potentially the best in the country, you know, at his age level and group. And he's somebody who wants to play football. That's the major thing. I've always stated to people that, you know, you can have great profiles on players, but if them players don't actually want to come and be a part of what you're doing, then you've not a chance. And the kid wants to come. And he's got great qualities.
What qualities do you believe he has then, perhaps above and beyond Luke Steele? Because you've got a goalkeeper there who's performed well, too, at times over the last few years.
Luke Steele's injured.
Right, so how long is he going to be out for?
We're not sure. He had a scan yesterday, and we're just waiting on the results and the time frame on that. But he's certainly got an injury to his back that we're looking into.
Right. So are you looking then for, crikey, another goalkeeper? Because you had Pollitt and Luke, and now you've got, well, Jack Butland here, and so you're looking for somebody else?
We won't know until we've got the results on that. That's in the medical care and see what they're telling us after probably tomorrow.
So that's perhaps the goalkeeper situation. Are you looking at loans elsewhere as additions within the squad right now?
Yeah, we are. You know, these two or three, we can possibly bring another two in, which will give us five loan signings, which, you know, in a squad of 18 you can only name. So that's something that we're looking at quite closely. We've been following up a lot of players and, again, nothing imminent today, but maybe something tomorrow.
Because right. I know in the past we've sat here and we've talked about young players at Premier League clubs. Is that an avenue? Are you looking at other Championship clubs? How's it looking?
Yeah, you know, you're tracking them. And we found a boy two weeks ago who ended up playing for Man City in the Carling Cup and he was outstanding. So, you know, we can't get the boy now. We've asked at Man City. But the Carling Cup sometimes is you're just waiting for that team to get beat and hopefully then that, you know, they let you have them. So I think the Carling Cup and the backlog of fixtures for people, it proves difficult to get them, but certainly the Premiership teams are keeping him in the squad to play him in the Carling Cup. And I see the purpose to that. You just hope that they'll lend you him for a month. But there's a couple of young players, a couple of Premiership players that we've looked at. And we're just trying to improve the quality of the group.
So how confident are you you'll be able to get all this done between now and the deadline prior to the weekend then?
Confident on one. We'd possibly, like I said, done the keeper. Confident on another, and then that might go into next week to get the third one.
Have you had any interest in players that you might wish to move out, if at all, here? Any potential loan departures?
Not for the minute, not this week. You know, we've got a siege mentality this week. We're just making sure that our house is in order. And then, you know, bringing in players obviously gives you a potential problem with a squad that grows, that people want to play football. There's no doubt about that. I've got a group of players here that, if they're not playing, they don't want to sit on the money, they don't sit on the wages. There's a group of players here that are honest and sincere and will want to get out playing football because that's what they enjoy doing. So we're going to look at that, but that's probably the plan for next week. The week was about trying to galvanise a group to be defiant and compete against Leicester.
How pleasing is it from your point of view as the manager that you've had this meeting with the board, and I know it was planned and everything on Monday, that they're prepared to back you, they're prepared to back the situation to help get some results here?
Well, you know, we all decided on a plan in the summer, and that plan was to, you know, I get a group of players that had done so well for the town and for the club, to see how they could operate in this division. And that's not happened this season, and it's well documented, and it's where we are in the league. But certainly the board meeting on Monday was very proactive in what we did and quite, you know, at times enjoyable listening to people who really cared about the football club trying to get solutions and a pathway forward and looking to the future, whether it's, you know, medium term or long term. But certainly there was a group around the table that really wanted to win football matches for Barnsley Football Club, and that's what I got from the meeting on Monday. And it is pleasing because, you know, I've always had support. You know, when Illy got sacked, I got the support from the owner when there weren't many people, you know, prepared to give me that chance. So I've had support, and we're still getting that. And, you know, now it's about once we get this support and once we try and get a rhythm and build, that we get some momentum, and we've got to do it pretty quickly.
So, I suppose I've got to ask the blunt question. Was your future given results mentioned at all here, or are you now completely relaxed about the situation given the lack of wins recently?
You want to win football matches as a boss. You know, I'm no different to any other boss up and down the land, and it'll be judged by what we do and the results we get and the performance. I think that's key. So, we've got an opportunity to do something about it, and that's what I'm delighted at because, you know, I've got a defiance of what I do. I've got a group of players who want to win matches, and we want to prove people that, you know, we're good enough to be in this division and good enough to compete in this division. And we're all a team. Everyone at the football club's a team, but we're certainly not hiding.
How do you approach this then? Leicester then are the next opposition. Barnsley under you, you know, you've been noted for playing some quite, you know, nice football at times. Do you go sort of ultra defensive to try and get that 1-0 or that sort of scrappy 0-0 right now? Is that maybe how you're thinking about it?
We're going to be competitive, you know. We're going to try and set a team up and players in it that want to be competitive and combative and can give Leicester some problems. I need to find a solution that we've got to give people problems but also not create our own problems. So we've got to get the balance right. The balance has been wrong, and you know, that's something that we're looking to do, and we've been looking to do on the training ground. And like I said, there's no hiding place. You know, the players have got to stand up, and they will stand up. But you know, we as football coaches, mentors, managers, we've got to stand up as well. And that's something that, you know, I'm going to enjoy to do. Stand there with a team and live and die by what we do now.
I've obviously not seen every Barnsley game, so I'm slightly going out on a limb here. But have the team gone slightly more defensive in a bid to try and get that result and stop maybe the goals that have been going in first and foremost?
No, not up to this point. We've not. You know, we tried to take Notts Forest on and nearly did it. We tried to take Bournemouth on first half and, you know, bar it in the post. You know, we should have got something out of the game. And then Watford was too open, too expansive, and they just ripped us to part. So, you know, up to this point, our balance has not been right in the team in certain games. But, you know, we will keep working at it and keep trying to get the balance and keep trying to find a solution. And that's all I'm trying to do as a manager.
Because a lot of fans come on and say, well, look, you've got four central midfielders playing at the minute. Would you like to bring more players who can provide width into the team? I suppose if you're trying to stop goals, that's not necessarily always the answer.
No, it's not. But, you know, sometimes, you know, attacking on the front foot can be the answer. But when you're attacking on the front foot and trying to drive forward, you've got to make sure your focus and concentration is in your defending third as well. And that's what clearly is, you know, not happened. I think, you know, the wingers that we've brought into the football club, certainly Paddy McCourt and Dale Jennings, it's only this point that I see them as potential players that can, you know, do well for us. It's took them a long time to get up to speed, but we knew that before we signed them. And, you know, they're looking a million times better when they first come to the football club. So, you know, we've had at times to try and put a defensive unit up in front of the back four, and it's not worked. So we'll come up with some solutions, and hopefully that'll be the answers that we're looking for.
Just finally on this particular theme then, because I realise when teams aren't winning, the best players never in the team. But in terms of selection, Kofi and Rose, where are they in your mind right now?
Well, with Peds being out, you know, certainly Rosie, he's looking sharp. We was possibly 3 weeks ago going to get him out on loan. But he's a player that always takes your eye in training, gets across people, and he's somebody we believe, you know, even in the short term, can maybe score goals for us. He was sub for us the other day because I felt, you know, from the bench we might need that goal threat, but obviously the game was well lost before we even start thinking like that. John Coffey, getting better, developing certain aspects of his game that, you know, need improving and will improve. But, you know, again, the story with John Coffey was that he was always going to be a development player, and we're not going to see the best of John for, you know, for a couple of months yet. He's still developing into what he's doing, and what, you know, what we're trying to do with him.
So, Leicester as a challenge, how big is that this weekend?
It's a tough one. There's no doubt about that. They've got quality. They're in a rhythm. They're in a momentum of work, and they've been very settled in, you know, the side he's been able to pick, and players have performed at optimal levels for him. So they're a tough test. They're quite a dynamic team. But, you know, there's areas in that team we think we can exploit, and that's what we're going to be working hard to do. And we have been working hard, you know, this week to try and exploit them areas.
They struggled for consistency last season, but perhaps at the start of this, they look as though it could be a year in which they get it under Nigel Pearson.
You know, you look at Cardiff and what they did, you know, for 2 or 3 years they threatened, and sometimes the players, you just realise that you've clicked onto not just a system, but a group of players and where they've been, certainly. There's a consistency in the performance that I think we saw with Cardiff, but they're threatened for quite a few years, and now, you know, maybe it is Leicester's time, I don't know, but I certainly know that they've got very good Championship players who's experiencing good fortune at the minute and good momentum. So, you know, sometimes it can take you a far way, but you've seen with all teams, they get that momentum, and there's not many teams that can just do it for a full duration of a Championship season. You'll have dips, you'll have lack of form, and you'll have games where they don't win. And, you know, that's what we're hoping to exploit on Saturday.
It's interesting, isn't it? Money's so often seen as a defining factor, and, you know, it is more often than not, but Leicester have spent an awful lot and not really got what they want over the last 6 or 7 years, so it's proof that it doesn't always work.
Yeah, I've said from day one, you know, you can't decry what we've not got or what someone else has got. We are where we are. And, you know, I'm proud to manage and have to manage that team and what we've got. But other teams, you know, they've underachieved at times and they've had the money spent on them and they've had great owners come in and spend real money on them. But it doesn't buy you success, it doesn't bring you success, and it certainly doesn't guarantee you success. What I do know is that, you know, the way this town want a football team to play and the way the board, and certainly I do, and a galvanised spirit, we're going to find a way of playing and a solution to how we're going to win football matches, and that's what, at the minute, everybody's trying to pull in the right direction to do that.